She was found alone and in bad condition, dehydrated, weak, with an umbilical cord infection and an injured right shoulder. The pup is under the rehabilitative care of Derek Woody, the curator of mammals at the Alaska Sea Life Center.
We're still doing diagnostics and trying to learn more about it. Always going to be optimistic, but this little girl is in pretty grave condition, and there's a lot of issues going on. So we're going to be working with it around the clock for the next several days and see what we can do to be able to diagnose the different issues and be able to treat them as best as possible.
The Sea Life Center staff are rehabilitating and diagnosing the harbor seal pup in quarantine to prevent the potential spread of disease. If she survives, she will be released back into the natural environment. Woody says that in 2016, 10 to 20 animals were rescued, an increase he credits to public awareness about the center's resources, especially the stranding hotline. Woody says if Alaskan residents find a marine mammal that may be in distress, the Sea Life Center has trained operators ready to walk you through the next steps.
Here at the Sea Life Center, we're trying to increase awareness of our program, and the best thing you can do if you find a marine mammal out in the natural environment is give us a call here at our stranding hotline. It's monitored around the clock, and its phone number is 1-888-774-SEAL.
For KDLG, I'm Zoe Laird.